Thanks to the whole band. So we're going to go to the gospel that's often been overlooked in the Bible. It's the gospel of Albert Einstein. And I'm going to invite this quote to go up right out of the gate, and let's say it together. There are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle. Today, I am suggesting the latter. To look at life, your hands, the sky, the weather, the song, the silence, the prayer, whatever it may be, as a miracle. As an opportunity to remember the truth, how blessed we are. In fact, I want you to say after me, how blessed am I?
How blessed am I?
Now, are those just words that I've asked you to say, or are they feelings that come from a place of depth? How blessed am I? How blessed are we as a collective, a community, as a human race? So I asked a few questions here to get started. When was the last time you were astonished? When was the last time you were amazed or filled with a sense of awe and wonder? Not entertained. No, I'm not talking about entertainment. Not distracted or not mildly pleased with life, but astonished by the miracle of life. When was the last time? I hope it was coming into the room today, because you look marvelous. That deep, exuberant wow. I remember the first time I met Joel Blackford. I walked into his church going, I wonder if there's a place here for me to play music. And he came out and he said a principle that I'd heard 100 times, that we've heard 100 times. And he said, do you know that you can change your life by changing your thinking? And then he paused and he went, wow. You know, sometimes we have these principles that seem very simple that we've heard 100 times, but we miss the wow. We miss the good. Oh, been there, done that. It's complete. I know that principle. I've heard it from the last 20 ministers. But then we're invited into a wow where the juice happens. When was the last time you looked at the raindrops on a leaf? Or the last time you had that cup of coffee in the morning or that cup of tea? I know we are Unity North. And we saw the steam rising from that cup and went, this is beautiful. Or looked at the face of a child or a 90-year-old and said, this is beautiful. This is amazing. When was the last time you felt your own breath? Breathe with me. When was the last time you danced with the heartbeat in your chest? Or just listen to the chorus of the birds. My favorite meditation experience in the morning is I get that cup of coffee, I sit, and the birds entertain my soul. And I can tell you the days where I don't do that. It's when nothing is going right. And I'm reminded of Jesus' words when he said, consider the birds of the air. How many of those moments have I missed? The miracle of those birds in flight. The miracle of the birds fighting over the food that I've put out. The miracle of the birds just sitting quietly and looking in the mirror back at me, and there's a moment of recognition. Wow. How in the world did I miss this miracle? Mary Oliver gives us instructions for life. I'm going to let her speak for it. Let's read it together. Instructions for living a life. Pay attention. Be astonished. Tell about it. Could it be that that's all we really need to do? We have all these words, all these theologies, all these religions to basically say that. Look at your hand, go, wow, isn't it amazing? To look at the birds, to look into the eyes of another human being and go, isn't this amazing? We have complicated that sense of oneness, haven't we? I know I have overcomplicated. Today, I'm recommending this as your life path. Going through this summer, take this on as your mantra. You know, somewhere along the journey to adulthood, we traded wonder for familiarity. Anybody else feel that? Somewhere along the road, I traded wonder for familiarity. On my journey to becoming responsible, a responsible adult. I'm sure you're all responsible. Well, Mike Stott's here, but most of the rest of you are responsible adults. That we traded our view of this incredible life and became very narrow, became very blurry, very unfocused in how blessed we are. At that moment, that critical crossroads, we don't know when it happened, we began to say things like, I've seen this before, or I've done that before. No big deal. Yet Victoria Mora just came back from my favorite place on the planet, Yosemite, and I was able to live through her pictures once again, the sanctuary that feeds my soul for the first time. Oh, another sunrise, another sunset. Check, check. Another conversation, another cup of coffee, another meal, another day, another relationship, another task, another person. Check, 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 check. And then we go to bed and go, why do I feel empty? Maybe it can be more than a check mark, the breath that you just took. Life slowly became less radiant, not because the world changed, it has not changed, but because our seeing changed. The Buddhists have a phrase that I love and I try to emulate when I'm talking to the birds. It's called beginner's mind. Don't you love that little picture? Beginner. That was Ted Worrell when he was 2 years old. In the beginner's mind, there's beauty and goodness everywhere, and everything is experienced as if it were the very first time. The beginner approaches life without assumptions, without conclusions, and certainly without judgments, and certainly without the heavy baggage of, I already know. You can change your thinking by changing your life, I already know. You have control to make heaven on earth, I already know. Tell me something different. When did theology become entertainment and not practical application of just living in awe? It's viewing the sanctity of life most people are walking by because they've been there, done there, got the t-shirt, entertain me. Can every moment, this is my question and it's not rhetorical, I want an answer. Can every moment of life be lived as if it's the first time you've ever experienced it?
Well, I think so. Yeah.
Yes, it is a resounding yes. The glorious and the mundane, yes. The vast and the very simple, yes. The good and the challenging, yes. It takes paying attention. I watch Jimmy Kimmel. I'm a fan of Jimmy Kimmel, and that's not a political statement. I just think he's funny. But he had a guest on there. I wish I knew the guest's name this last week. And he was talking about, he's a comedian. And he said, when was the last time you went, ooh, I don't want to know what was going on. Ooh, or felt that deep ooh from the gut in the center of who you are. When was the last time? If it's been days or months or weeks, make an ooh today. And again, I don't want to know what you're doing to get to that ooh. But the reality is we can stop and smell the roses. Most of us are standing knee deep in water and we're dying of thirst going, been there, done that. Give me something different. Jesus says, listen to the birds of the field, they're taken care of, they're a miracle. The lilies of the field, why are you so worried and stressed about anything? Just be present to the miracle of life. He says this, next slide, please, let's read it together. Unless you become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. What does that mean? What does that mean? Children ask, what is this? What is this? Adults say, I know what that is. And then we've missed the miracle, the spiritual principles. Been there, done it. And a kid goes, wow, I am powerful. Children don't merely look. Have you noticed that? They don't just look, they see. When was the last time we saw? But let's carry it a little bit further. Children just don't see. It's beyond their seeing. They experience a ladybug for hours at a time. A ladybug. That's what mystics do. It's the experience, but children go deeper. At least I used to as a child. My playmates were the ants in the front yard. And I would spend 4, 5, 6 hours making cities for the ants and the colonies of ants and little bridges. And I was one with them. They go beyond seeing and experience, and they come to a place of communion. You know what we do here on Sunday mornings? When was the last time you came in and didn't just see who was here? See niceties with your friends, good to see you again, where you're going to lunch. But you recognize that this is a moment of communion. This is a moment of oneness. And we greet each other with a handshake, a hug, okay, we're done. Or is it looking into the eyes of a 90-year-old or a 9-year-old and going, wow. But beyond communion is the becoming. When was the last time you looked into Tanya's eyes and said, I become you. You are me. I am you. A child can stare at a ladybug, watch a colony of ants for hours, or become fascinated with a puddle. We've had a lot of rain lately. Have you noticed that? There's going to be some more rain coming, I think. If not, I'll go ahead and pour it out here. I want you to go dance in a puddle. And I want you to look at your reflection in a puddle and go, how did I miss this miracle? The Hebrew mystics say that sparks of the holy are scattered everywhere, waiting to be gathered. I look at my cats, and I spend all this money on all these toys that they're entertained with for about 3 minutes, and then Amazon delivers a package, and I open it up, and I put the box in the middle of the ground, and they're entertained for the entire week. When was the last time you were entertained with a refrigerator box? It's just another box. I got to do it. I got to get rid of it, put it in the garage. I'm saying do something with a box because that's awakening the part of you that maybe has been set aside, the part of you that you have forgotten. Sparks of the holy are scattered everywhere, waiting to be gathered. Everybody go, ooh. Think of something. Think of the last time you felt and collected one of those sparks and go, ooh, with me. Ooh. My challenge today is to gather those sparks. Make it your spiritual practice. Make it your hobby. Make it your life. Gather evidence of what is holy, what is sacred, what is good, what is true, even in the midst of the very difficult human condition. Better yet, be those sparks. Don't just gather them, be them. I've told the story before about my son Adam, but it bears repeating in this kind of thing because he was one of my greatest teachers. We used to drive to church 3 or 4 times a week, and it was a long drive over a mountain, and we had all the foster kids packed into the van. And one night we were coming home, and it was dark and it was late. We'd been at church all day long. We were exhausted, and we just wanted to get home. And Adam from the back seat says, Dad, stop the van. Stop. I thought, oh, my God, the kid's going to vomit. Isn't that the first place we go? I'm going to have to clean up, throw up. Stop the van, Dad. And we stopped. We said, are you okay? Are you okay? And from the back seat, Mom, Dad, look at that moon. Everybody in that van, and there were 12 of us in the van at the time, it was a big family, had missed the moon except one. And we stopped, and it was a full moon. By the way, you're all invited to the full moon ceremony tonight at 7 o'clock if you want to go, ooh, in community. It took a child to cause me to get out of my head, to get out of my stress and my tiredness, and stop and pause and go, this miracle is beautiful. This moon is beautiful. Author Robert Hayden has a book entitled Unopened Letters from God. Say that with me. Unopened Letters from God. How many moments have been missed because we were in a hurry? All the other Virgos in the room? We're in a hurry to get it done. Check, check, check. How many letters were left unopened on the kitchen counter of our life? How many miracles piled up all around us while we walked by without opening those letters, they've just become wallpaper. It happens. Oh, what? We notice the crisis, don't we? We notice the things that are wrong, and we do this in our life. We do it in our spiritual community, too. Have you noticed that? We notice what needs to be fixed, what needs to be addressed. We notice the problems, the shortages. We notice what is broken. But do we notice the ordinary blessings? The sacred hidden in plain sight. I want you to turn to your left and right. And don't just do it because I said, but look to your left and right. I know the introverts are going, oh my God, he's going to make me do it. If you don't want to do it, just close your eyes and do it. But look at that person and behold the face of God and go, ooh. You know what? I didn't hear one person go, ooh. We miss these miracles hidden in plain sight. Why is that? Why do we miss them? Anybody got an answer? Because they arrive every single day. Wallpaper. Every morning brings a new set of miracles that are taken for granted. In essence, unopened love letters from God. Christy Stein wrote a poem entitled, The Most Important Person. That poem has a line that says, imagine life as 1,000 cups of tea. 1,000 moments. 1,000 services. 1,000 people, hopefully, we're growing there, in community. 1,000 hugs, 1,000 prayers, 1,000 meditations. 1,000 moments, not to rush through, not to survive, not to have a check mark, but to savor and to hold gently with your pinky out. 1,000 cups of tea to hold there gently and reverently. Bob Sima, one of my favorite of the New Thought artists and musicians, added a line to that that I think is vitally important to today's message. And that is this. Next slide. But not like this one. 1,000 cups of tea. But not like this one. 1,000 hands held in community. But not like this one. 1,000 birthdays. But not like this one. 1,000 cups of water. But not like that one. It's very simple, isn't it? It's a very simple idea. Yet, how many of us really, really do this? This is mindfulness. This is a Buddhist practice of mindfulness. Doing one thing at a time. 1,000 hugs, but not like this one. 1,000 landscapes, but not like this one. 1,000 breaths, but not like that one. Breathe with me. 1,000 breaths. And together we say, but not like this one. Now here's where it gets harder. Beginner's mind is easy when we're talking about sunsets, and we're talking about sunrises and the beautiful things. It's easy to call them blessings, isn't it? But what about the difficult things? What about the blessings disguised as interruptions? The blessings described or that show up as disguised as inconveniences. Anybody ever call those blessings? Anybody here ever say, thank you, God, for this red light? Thank you, God, for this delay. Thank you, God, for these aching knees that carried me through decades. I know the two guys that we sang happy birthday to, when their knees are aching, thank you for everything you carried me through. Get the stories, because those knees served them. Thank you for the wrinkles that map a lifetime of laughter. And I asked you to look at your hands earlier, and I used to curse those spots. And they would call them liver spots. They're starting to show up at 64. And I go, oh my God, it's so ugly. I went, ew. And now I go, hi, Grandma. Hi, Grandpa. Ooh, I'm connected. I'm connected. Thank you for the grief. Thank you for the grief that only arrived because love lived here first. Matt Moberg wrote this. Next slide, please. And let's read it together. Wonder is the oldest form of resurrection. Can I have the eyes, the ears, the heart, and the soul to resurrect even in the midst of the pain? Our master teacher, Jesus, said it clearly. Blessed are those who have seen and believed, but more blessed are those who have not seen and have still believed. That's resurrection. Elevating yourself above the circumstance and finding the good, finding the blessing, finding the Christ. Wonder is a way forward through conditions, not trying to go around them, not trying to avoid them. And sometimes it's going to feel like, ooh, live there, be there. It's okay to feel what you're feeling, but bring a childlike innocence. How many can remember the first time you scraped your knee and you really felt the scraped knee? Ooh, mommy. Feel it. You got to feel it to heal it. Just don't camp out there. Bring a sense of awe to the miracle as your scraped knee has blood. It's like, my body's working. Something's working here. Let me be present to it. It's okay to feel what you're feeling, but bring your childlike innocence. 1,000 disappointments, but not like this one. 1,000 losses, but not like this one. 1,000 failures, but not like this one. Some of the deepest transformations in my life came wrapped in packages I never would have chosen. Just cardboard boxes. Perhaps I can crawl into the cardboard box and just feel what I need to feel and make it a holy moment. Some heartbreaks opened me. Some loneliness introduced me to myself. Some disappointments removed the smaller dreams so that a larger dream could emerge. Feel that. I love the Garth Brooks song that says, "Thank God for unanswered prayers. Thank God that I didn't get the limited view of what life could be, that I could lean into what was handed to me and created lemonade, created something beautiful." Jesus knew this in his greatest teaching. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you if you can go ooh and be with the ooh in the cardboard box of the experience and then come out resurrected on the other side. Because of your consciousness, your mindset, and your perspective. I'm going to invite the band to come back up. This week, I'm asking you before reaching for your phone every morning. How many people, I know I'm not the only one, alarm goes off, I reach for the phone. Before you reach for the phone in the morning, before checking messages and entering the machine again, pause, take one breath. One, look around and notice something you normally miss. You know, in my room, the room is covered with pictures of family and friends and experiences. And what do? I get up, I grab the phone, I walk by 1,000 pictures, 1,000 memories that have become wallpaper. And I'm on the phone in the machine. I'm asking you, anybody else got pictures in your room? Look at those pictures before you get out of bed and commune with the person who's made a difference in your life. 1,000 relatives, but not like this one. 1,000 familial experiences, but not like that one in that picture. To live it, to breathe it, and give yourself a Sabbath. Sabbath is not one day a week. It is a moment-to-moment consciousness of appreciating and enjoying life. Take one picture and breathe into it. Notice it. 1,000 memories, but not like this one. Every morning, listen to the sound of your own breath. A letter, a love letter from God. Feel that heartbeat or the warmth of the water. You know how blessed you are? I get up and I can have a hot, as hot as I want it. That shower comes on. 1,000 showers. Not like this one. Oh, I've got to hurry up and get to work. Get up 2 minutes earlier, Burdick, and enjoy the gift. Rumi said there are 1,000 ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Let's say it together. There are 1,000 ways to kneel and kiss the ground. There are 1,000 ways to go home again. Coming to Unity North and being part of a family with 90-year-olds. We've celebrated 100-year-olds in this community. We will again. We've celebrated infants. We have a baby blessing coming up. 1,000 communities, but not like this one. Don't take it for granted. The next 3 weeks, we're going to look at how special what we have is here. We're going to stop, and we're going to breathe, and we're going to go, wow, wow. We are so blessed. Let's drink the sacred in life slowly, mindfully, gratefully, one cup at a time. I'll leave you with a final quote from Matt Moberg, and it showed up in my feed. I tell you, this guy is just amazing, and it's no accident that it showed up. Can you read that? Let's try together. Put on your glasses if you're over the age of 90. Together. May we never become so polished that we forget how to stand in the Starbucks line of existence with our dumb, gorgeous hearts open, feeling the enormity of it all rattle around in our bones like thunder, looking for somewhere to laugh. Look, look again, look until looking becomes love. What's so funny? What's that? What does it say? Oh my God! You know, this Englishman's just turned about 8 shades of red. 1,000 boners, but not like this one. Everybody go, ooh, and so it is, so it shall be. Amen.